Craig, John Short is turning a young 80 years of age tomorrow.
I had the under, too. So I'm a loser. I had the under. John, happy birthday.
Thanks, Craig. Nice to talk to you. It's been a long time.
It has been, yeah. That's right. Where have you been?
Doing what I do, being a nuisance, trying to write a little, talk a little, stay out of trouble.
Now, I was trying to think, were you public relations director of the Oilers prior to Bill Tuohy?
I was the public relations director the first year in the NHL, the last year in the WHA.
Oh, okay.
And I went through, I would say, the most interesting 2 years in the history, in the interesting history of this entire franchise, because I'm the guy that met the plane that brought Wayne Gretzky to town.
Was a significant moment.
Yeah, you could say that. Well, yeah. The interesting thing was that when Pocklington told me that he was coming, it was only after he and Glenn Sathert had a conversation saying, yes, the public relations director should be informed. Because Peter would keep the wrong things secret.
Yes. Well, that was, those were interesting times for sure. And
what year did you arrive as a player, Craig?
I came in 1985. And I've now got my, I was born in the East in London, but I now have my Western papers. I'm a landed Western immigrant.
me too. I'm originally a Toronto, Detroit, Rochester, New York kid. And then I got out here in the 50s and have basically stayed ever since.
So are you getting south at all for the, now that you're in retirement age?
But I'm never going to retire because I've never had a job. A reporter cat's never got a job. You know how easy it is, Craig. You entertained us for years.
Yes. I did get into the dark side for a couple of years with TSN on the panel.
It's
amazing the clarity you get struck with when you do join the rank and file of the media.
Well, it's a great balancing act, Craig. You may not know that for the last 5 years, I was chair of something called Alberta Sport Connection, which is funded by the government much less effectively now than only a couple of years previously. And the reality is that you get that close to politics and you understand that a lot of them work hard and a lot of the bureaucrats work hard and they don't get enough credit for it because... a media guy, the day you get into coaching, you realize that in some ways, I suspect this is true, you suspect that you learn that in some ways the media is an adversary. And the media guy finds out in dealing
in
with a coach.
Ways.
Well, yeah, the job is to find out what's going on.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a delicate balance, but you always walked it very well, I will say. Having dealt with you for many years when you worked for the Journal and you had you were the Bob Stauffer of that era, and you know, it was, you always walked the balance and you know, treated us certainly fairly from all that I can remember, but that was many years ago.
I know how that works, and there were some things in the last 10 or 12 years that I'm sure everybody involved with the Oilers would like to forget. I know the media would like to forget it too. But I should tell people this, that in many ways, you were my favorite contact because I could ask you any question at any time and get an answer. You didn't always welcome the question, but you always treated it with respect. And no reporter can ask. And no reporter can ask more than that.
Oh, I appreciate that. It was a good era in hockey in Edmonton there for a long time. That's for sure. And it looks like we're on the cusp of another terrific era. So we all have that to look forward to now, where it looked like a real distant possibility over the last number of years. But now the team is playing really well, and hopefully we're in for another good 10 or 15 year stretch with Connor and Leon and Cam Talbot and Milan, and it seems looking good right now. So I'm very optimistic about the future of the Oilers.
I want to warn you if it takes 15 years, I'm still going to be here if it takes that long for them to win a Stanley Cup.
Well, I hope we're having this same conversation on your 90th birthday, John.
Thanks very much, Craig.
Now, when I asked Craig to come on this, right away he told some story, and he was, Craig, when you were a player and then as a coach, you were telling about you knew John on air. So I want to ask, now that you're out of coaching, did you listen to sports talk radio when you were a player or a coach on a regular basis?
No, I didn't, especially when I was a coach. I just, you've got too much to think about without adding the at times I view it as unfair comments or dialogue so I just had too much to think about, and I didn't want to waste a bunch of energy trying to get even with guys calling in on the call-in show. So I thought, it's entertaining, but when you're the topic of a lot of the dialogue, it wasn't all that productive to listen in, I thought.
Well, that's a very fair and honest answer. I appreciate it. Craig, I know you're super busy, so I think you're taking time to join us today on John's 80th Surprise Birdie.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way. And again, wish John a very happy 80th birthday. He was he's definitely a class act and was a pleasure to deal with from our perspective for many, many years. So happy birthday, John.
Thanks, Craig. Talk to you soon.